Hello, and welcome to Pixelated Radio, where we play the best of today and yesterday. Welcome your host, Henderson Man, that's me, and Kush.
That's me,
Akushimo.
It's me, Mario.
So, we're back, episode 2, coming at ya.
With vengeance.
Die Hard with the vengeance.
But that would be episode 3 then.
Oh, so what are we?
Episode 2. We're harder. We get you harder this week.
Episode
in
harder?
The pants.
I hope not. I hope nobody listens to this and goes, that Kush and that Henderson Man, they make me hard.
I don't know. I've got a pretty sexy voice.
Well, I do too, as you heard from the very beginning of this show.
Mm-hmm. I have to do a pretty good imitation of a sexy robot, which you may hear later on.
Yeah, that was awesome. Oh my god. Speaking of things that are awesome and sexual, so what'd you think about We Dare? Are you disappointed that that's not coming over to the States? Did you watch that video?
I didn't even watch the video. I heard about it, and I'm like, I don't need to watch this. I don't want to watch this. I heard, did the video actually get pulled now?
Or yeah, you can no longer watch. Well, you can watch it, but the real video from Ubisoft has been like, it's not been pulled. But it's been put under, what do they call that? Restriction, like,
Age gate?
Not age gate, but the. No! Like when you can't get a DVD from another country. I can't think of what that's called.
I'm drawing a blank.
This is what happens when you have 2 hours of sleep. Basically it's like you can't watch it in the United States because it's not the. Trailer's not for the United States. So a lot of places have the original video on YouTube and stuff.
And they just keep pulling it.
Well, no.
A little bit.
The video has different endings that you can choose. And the videos that people put up, it won't link back to the other endings. So you can't, like, go to the actual endings where it really gets dirty, where the girl and the guy, the girls are in the room supposedly getting it on, and the guys are sitting there by themselves without the women, and they decide that they're going to pick up the controller and try to kiss it and weird shit, and yeah.
Is this a Wii-only game?
Apparently, although I did hear somebody say that that it was going to be released on PlayStation Move as well, but it's not coming here.
That doesn't mean you can't import it.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know about the Wii. Is the Wii region locked? I don't know.
I think the Wii is region locked, but I know, of course, the PS3 is not. But this, of course, stirred up a lot of controversy because news media is kind of ignorant about things like this. It's not coming over the United States, but the European version is oh my God, I can't think
is
of
that
words
what, the
today.
PEGI 12 or whatever?
Yeah, PEGI, it means it's for 12 and under,
yeah,
or 12,
it's
12 and over.
12 teen and under. In America.
Right.
But so if it's purely sexual and all that stuff, or like, you know, not violent, then over there it's different than here.
Right, and to me, I could see why it would get a 12 over there, because it's not really showing anything suggestive. It's just kind of like, there are many games where you put the controller in your back pocket and have somebody spank you, which that's probably what girls do at dare parties, truth or dare
girls
game.
Are getting pregnant at 11, so. Who cares about a little spanking?
Right. You'd probably want them doing a little spanking.
Oh, shit. I'd rather they spank than, you know, get pregnant.
Right.
I was playing the game right there, you know, somebody just tried to shove a Wiimote down my throat. It's like, here, deep throat it. I'm like, that didn't work out so well.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should be deep throating Wiimotes. But, I mean, the games are kind of like, just like, oh, dangle a Wiimote between two people and have them. I don't even know how that would work. I guess the angles and stuff, because you're trying to. What it shows on the screen is a couple eating an apple, and you dangle the Wiimote in between two people, and they kind of push it around with their face and kiss on it. So I guess, I don't know, I guess when you move the Wiimote, that's how it. What direction the Wiimote moves is how they.
Everything I heard made no sense as to how the game would actually track it.
And the
it's
game.
Like, how do you track two women kissing a fucking Wiimote? You don't.
But it's dirty.
It's just an excuse to get two females to get very close to kissing.
Right. And the other game where you lay down on the somebody's lap and they spank you, the on-screen game didn't even make any sense because it looked like they were playing Knights in the Dreams. Because they're flying through rings and shit, and I don't know how that smacking somebody on the ass. I guess the harder you smacked them, or the more you smacked them, the faster they would spin in a circle. But I don't know how you moved up or down or anything. It didn't make any sense. And then the last thing they showed was some kind of like strippers on a pole, and the guys were stripping. No one was holding a Wiimote. There was no Wiimotes being held. I don't understand.
Nobody wants the Wiimote, or they were all in the guy's pants.
So
it would make a perfect drinking game.
Yeah, but so, like, we're going to import this game, and I'm coming up to Chicago, and we're going to play some We Dare Kush.
I don't want this game anymore. I'm not importing this game anymore. That's the last thing I want. That'll be the worst YouTube video ever. Here, remember the videos you saw of two females? Well, here's Kush and Henderson, man. They're going after an apple together.
Except I wouldn't even use the Wiimote. I'd get a real apple. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who needs this game? Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's more nutritious too.
Yeah. This is going to bad places.
That's what she said.
Speaking of what she said, I don't know. So, dude, are you a big Oscars fan? Did you watch the Oscars? Because I know I didn't.
I watched maybe the first half hour. I didn't, for one, my sleep schedule nowadays is not in the realm of possibility to watch it, but, I don't know, it wasn't
words are hard today.
Yeah. Hey, we're both fucking tired. I had a long day yesterday, but, yeah, they were, the hosting, James Franco was so, I don't know what was wrong with him.
I heard he was horrible.
He was just like, he was so stiff. This is like, oh my god, harder, stiff. We're just, everything can't help but get back to the...
Was there any tension between the man and the woman?
I don't think so. The woman was very happy, and the man was just kind of standing there the whole time. Not much tension.
Yeah.
But the opening video thing they did, which is... I don't know if they've ever done something like it before, but it's like the MTV Movie Awards, what they do. When they were showing off little bits and parts of movies and putting the two hosts inside of them. That was actually probably the best part of what I saw.
That just doesn't seem like that's a classy thing. You know, you think of the Oscars as being somewhat classy. Maybe I'm wrong. Mm. Maybe I've never watched the Oscars. But I know at one point they made James Franco made some kind of... A joke about...
Winter's Bone. Yeah. There are all these movies, you know, about penises, Winter's Bone, something else.
How to Tame Your Dragon, which...
The King's really Speech? Yeah, I know where his speech is. In his pants.
Yeah. Keep it classy.
He's going to put that speech all up in your face.
Oh, no. Not in the face.
This is horrible. Oh, God.
So did anything you want to win?
I don't know. I mean, I was, you know, happy to see, I don't know, Trent Reznor win. I mean, I was more so annoyed by what wasn't nominated.
Right.
You know, Tangled not being nominated is the stupidest thing ever. And Toy Story 3 winning, kiss my ass, Pixar.
You're going to upset people that we know.
I don't care. That movie is not, I'm not up Pixar's ass. Like, yeah. I'm a fan of their stuff. I actually like the movies that, like, don't end up winning and people don't really like. Like, some of my favorites are Monsters Incorporated and A Bug's Life. But a lot of people look at those as some of the, you know, lesser ones.
Right. I liked Bug's Life. Monsters Incorporated was pretty good, too, but...
Monsters Incorporated makes me want a daughter. Every time I watch a movie, I'm like, you know what? I said I don't want kids. Now I do.
You want a boo?
I want a boo. And I really don't like the direction Pixar is going with just, like, sequel after sequel after sequel. Because next is Cars 2, then Monsters Incorporated 2.
Right.
As much as I loved Monsters Incorporated and would love a second one, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. Especially, it'll be horrible if, like, little Boo is now pubescent teenager Boo. what the hell is that going to... But I think it's a prequel, how they actually became...
Sounds worse.
Yeah, I don't care.
Speaking of monsters, have you seen the movie Monster yet? Monsters yet?
No, I have it. I have it on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't watched it. The funniest thing is that you said how surprised you were.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad watched it. Like, he came across it randomly, and he told me it was one of the worst films he's ever seen.
Well, we know I don't have excellent taste in movies.
Now I have to see it, because this is just he was like, oh my god, this is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Oh my god. I'm like, really? I've heard a lot of good things about this film. He has pretty bad taste.
I don't know. I did really like it. I don't exactly know why I liked it, because looking back on it, it doesn't seem like... It's one of those... I don't want to say too much, because I know you're going to watch it, but it's just one of those movies I'm like waiting for something to happen. And I really enjoyed Cloverfield, and I kind of got a Cloverfield vibe from this.
Love Cloverfield.
Yeah, if you love Cloverfield, you'll probably like this.
Yeah.
But I did like the characters in the movie. They worked pretty good together.
I do like the posters. I've seen all the posters. They got some nice posters. I can say that much.
Nice. I'm glad you really stepped up your game there with the posters.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the posters. Like I said, I hadn't seen anything about this movie until I started hearing... I heard Kevin Smith talk about it on one of the Smodcasts. And
I don't listen to that show. I can't stand that show. I stopped listening to that show when there was a half an hour debate on whether you would fuck yourself if you had a clone of yourself or something. I'm like, they are going so far into this. It's not even funny.
They had an episode here a while back where they spent two episodes, making fun of Harry Potter's last movie, and Forgeticus. And he thought that J.K. Rowling stole that from him, where you could just say Forgeticus and you'd forget something. And then they had a spell like that in the movie, and he's like, she stole my idea. I was like, no, not really, Kevin. But
I'm so annoyed by him now with all his PR stunts and all this crap.
I don't know. I always like Kevin Smith, and I do like the Smodcast, but I think he needs to lay off the pot.
I think he needs to take a break from filmmaking, too.
He's planning on it. I think
Clerks 2 was the last one I enjoyed. Zack and Mary Make a Porno. No.
You didn't like that? I thought that was an excellent movie.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was Kevin Smith trying to be Judd Apatow. I'm like,
and Kevin Smith even admits that's what he did.
It's like, why do that? That's not. I want to see you be Kevin Smith, because that's why I like you. I don't like you because you can imitate this guy.
So are you interested in Red State at all?
Not really.
Or do you even know anything really about it?
Is that the horror-ish thing or something?
Yeah, he's making a horror movie, but it's kind of based off the Westboro Baptist Church thing, where these kids are going to look for... They're trying to find somebody to have sex with, and they end up in the woods, and they find this commune. And they get taken in by these people, and I guess they're trying to get out. And apparently it's supposed to be really good from what I've heard that people watched it.
I've heard some good things. But so, then I don't know how wide of a release it is, because he's doing it I'm going town to town or some crap. I don't know what he's doing.
He's going town to town, but in October they're releasing it to theaters.
Okay.
So, but I was so upset. My friend got tickets to go see the Red State Q&A, where you go watch the movie and see the Q&A in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And he said he had a ticket for me, and I thought I was off that day, and I got to look, and I was looking at the wrong day, so I was going to get to go, and now I'm disappointed because I can't go.
That sucks, because that's probably be the best part of the whole movie is the Q&A.
Right. Oh, I would love that, because... me and him always talked about if Kevin Smith ever came to, Indianapolis, we'd love to go. But, yeah, so I was disappointed. I was like, man, I really wanted to go, and now I can't. So it was March 11th, too, so it was, next week.
That's, the day before the iPad comes out, or the day it does come out.
Does that surprise you that it's coming out that soon?
Not really. I mean,
really?
To me... I don't pay super close attention to everything they release, but they usually tend to release things relatively quick after they announce them.
Well, I seem to think that the iPad?
They're all iPads, dude. The iPhone, the iPod Touch, the iPad, they're all fads.
I seem like to think the iPhone 4 they had, it seemed like it took them longer to bring that out. Like, they announced it, and then it was like a month or two before it came out. This is like a week or two.
I don't remember that, but I like the last iPod that came out relatively soon, and you could pre-order it like that day, like right after the keynote.
Right.
I'm probably very likely going to get an iPad 2 now.
Really? You like all the features they're adding to it?
Well, like, for me, one of the big things to use it for, besides, like, design work and stuff like that, but is music. Mm-hmm. I'm very big into music, and I have a lot of software, but it's very hard to try and work on a very, what, I don't know, 3.5-inch screen or whatever, the iPod Touch, iPhone screen. So, they have GarageBand, and I also like the movie studio thing they added.
Right.
So that could help me edit movies instead of using stupid Windows Movie Player, whatever it's called.
Right.
And I can get a deal on it, so not like this.
Well, Laura said to me the other day, she's like, I know what I want for Christmas. And I'm like, okay, got a few months away. She goes, it's going to be kind of expensive, though. So, and she goes, I go, what? She goes, I want an iPad. And I'm like,
she didn't say the iPad too.
No, she said iPad, and I'm like, wait. I said, I laughed at her because I'm like, look, you're not getting an iPad because I go, I don't even have an iPad. And she's like, no, not an iPad, but that other thing that's like an iPad. I said, a Kindle? She goes, yes, that's what I want. I want a Kindle for Christmas.
I have a Kindle.
And I was like, I don't think that's really anything exactly like
an
iPad.
It's nothing like an iPad at all.
She goes, yeah, but Kindle, I like my books.
Kindle is one of the best purchases I've made.
You do love your Kindle,
I love it. Because one of the things I hate about reading books is that I hate how...
It's because you have to read.
No, it's that...
It's your dyslexia, isn't it?
You have to keep them... You have to, actually use some ability to keep it open unless you're in the middle. You can't just lay a book there. Because if you're in the beginning or near the end, it'll all flip over because the weight is on one side or the other.
So,
do you know what I'm talking about? Like you open
I lay books
book.
Down all the time.
No, but if you open a thick book and you're, in the beginning section, if you don't hold it open, like the thin side where you have like, I don't know, 20 pages, and then on the other side where there's 300 pages, that 20 pages, if you're not holding it down, will close.
Okay.
Unless you have
That's
magic books.
I have these things called bookmarks, so even if they do close, I hold my spot.
No, but it's not about losing my spot. It's about I don't want to hold the book open to read it. I just want to, like, lay it down. I don't want to have to hold it.
Right.
I don't want to have to consciously think that I have to hold this book open. Or that, if I'm outside and it's windy, the fucking pages want to blow everywhere.
Okay.
Fuck you. I hate you. I quit the show. Pixelated Radio is over. We made it through an episode and a half or episode and a quarter. It's all over. Thank you and goodbye.
So we have our next guest host is Darth Vader.
Son of a bitch.
That'll be funny at the end of the show.
Yeah.
So anyway, video games.
Yeah. And also just on the topic of Pixelated Radio, I fixed up the page a little for the whole just regular podcast page where you can listen to it in the stupid video box, but also have the iTunes link, RSS lead, a Twitter link for both accounts that don't have anything on them, so they're pretty useless, and then a link to the Facebook fan page.
Ah.
So it's very easy to get there now.
Nice. Awesome. Is that at pixelatedradio.com or is it still at pixelatedsausage.com?
That's pixelatedsausage.com/podcast.
Cool.
Yeah, I should probably get to fucking forwarding that domain. It goes nowhere.
You think? It goes to a page that says, hey, this
site
like been
GoDaddy. This is parked by GoDaddy.
So, there's a bunch of shit that came out here recently. And,
we should talk about Dragon Age 2 and how I refused to buy it.
So you were really against Dragon Age 2 because you didn't pre-order the signature edition.
Yeah, because the day I was going to pre-order it was the day right after they stopped it.
Oh, so that
like,
sucks.
So I was like, you know what? Fuck you guys. You guys are all assholes. I mean, I will still pick it up because I'm actually interested in playing the game. Like, Demon's Souls I was never really interested in. I only wanted it sort of because, you know, oh, it's a limited edition and it's Atlas. I want to support Atlas.
Yeah.
But Dragon Age, you know, 2, especially after that demo, I did not expect them to be able to pull off a demo from a game like that. But
How many times did you play the demo? Because I only played through it once.
I only played through it once.
Did you play as a mage?
Yes, I played as a mage. I'm always a mage. Jesus. And that freaking,
it's kinda...
the second part, I was surprised when there was actually the second part. I thought it was over, and they were just going to show us, like, videos, and then it starts up again.
Right, yeah, I was kind of shocked by that. And did you hear all the people bitching at, like, CAG and stuff, where they thought that the game was going to jar like that, where you were just going to, like, oh, all of a sudden you're here, then, like, bam, you're already in another section, you don't know what happened. I mean, it's going to do some things like that, but
I don't want to piss off people, but there are some idiots on CAG. I'm on that site a lot, and there are some stupid people on there. There are some, you know, fine and intelligent people, but there are also some flat-out idiots.
Yeah. So and let's
that
talk...
That woman had big breasts.
Isabella?
Whatever her name was. I don't know.
See,
she had that freaking, like, Indian dot on her forehead.
Because she's like, look, she had big boobs. Like, I thought about the name, right? Right? That's what you're thinking?
I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember, like, she seems like she could be a cool character. Why are her breasts so big? Why?
Well, at least her breasts started out big, as unlike...
They don't even seem naturally big. I mean, they seem ridiculous.
Look, they have magic. She had a boob job done, right?
And they don't even, like, move. They're just, like, I don't know what they are. They're freaky. I don't like them. I want to have a, you know, dialogue option to ask her to get a breast reduction.
So how do you like how they start the story out? Because apparently that's how the real game's going to start out, where you're they take Varric and they throw him in a chair and start interrogating him, and he starts out with this huge, highly unlikely story of how the champion of Ferelden, is it Ferelden? Is it?
Yeah, I think
champion of Ferelden, how he got started and stuff. It's like he's like you're killing thousands of darkspawn and stuff like that. Do you think that's going to be a cool way to tell a story?
It seems interesting, but, if they go to it too much, then it'll probably get really old. If it's, like, every half an hour or hour, it's like, oh, wait, this is what happened.
Yeah, this is...
This is how it happened.
Right. Yeah, I was really worried when I started hearing them talk about the game, because the game hasn't been in development that long, it seems. Like, it's only been in development for, like, a year and a half.
Yeah.
Even if it, not even that much, plus all the DLC they've been doing, so I was kind of worried that they would make this game really short. And apparently the first reviews that I've seen for it were from OXM, and it got a 9, and they said it takes about 40 to 60 hours to complete.
That's good.
So, maybe...
I could see them working, because when you say, like, it's... I mean, the Origins was very long, just because you can have, you know, it's very... You can have all these different stories... Because
mm-hmm.
there are the different origins.
Right, but this game, you're stuck to playing one character, so...
I love that part in the demo where it's like your sister or whatever, she's like, I'm going to do this, and then it's like, you know, whatever. It's like, Seeker, give me the strength or whatever. Then the fucking she just gets smashed to death. I'm like, yeah.
Apparently, depending on what class you play, different characters there die. Like, if you play... Was it your brother who was a warrior?
Yeah, I think so.
If you play a warrior, he dies. So basically, it's so that you always have that party dynamic of
oh yeah, so you
rogue.
Don't have two mages or whatever.
Right? Yeah, for very long. So
that makes me want to play as a warrior now because the brother seemed like an asshole.
I really enjoyed. I played as a mage in the demo, so I really enjoyed playing as a mage in that game. So I don't know if I kind of want to play as a mage, but then I hear so many good things about the rogue. Because apparently in the last game, the rogue was broken, and I didn't even know it.
Hmm.
So every podcast I've listened to talked about how the last game, the rogue was like, you should never play as a rogue. It was broken. They were weak. I'm like, really? I beat the game with them. I didn't think they were that weak. I enjoyed being able to open every treasure chest by the time I got through that game. So
the demo was kind of stupid, though, what it limited you with. Like, I'm surprised. Why couldn't I just edit something? Or, you know, I pick up all this loot and I can't use it or even look at it. What's the point?
Yeah, it's like you got gold and everything. I guess they wanted to make you say, they wanted you to know, hey, you will get gold in this game. You will get items. So
I got a better weapon. I can't use it.
Yeah, and then what? You're right. What was the editing? What was with that? I guess maybe they didn't want to put all that information in the disc. Because I was like, when it starts out, you don't have any control of what your character looks like. And I guess that goes along with the whole story of because you're a champion and you're like a legend or whatever, and
yeah,
people always got their idea of what you look like, and so
I was okay with the general.
Well, I was too, but at first I was like, "That's it. I either pick a male or female. I don't get to show what I look like at all. I don't get to give my character red hair and you know all that." And then it was like
rose colored glasses.
My ass. Come on, man. That was years ago. And they weren't rose-colored.
Whatever.
But, yeah, I'm really excited. I can't wait. GameStop's having a midnight release. So I get off work Monday, and I will be driving over there and hanging out for 5 minutes outside while I get my game, and I cannot wait. Sorry that you're not getting it because you didn't get your signature edition.
They should be sorry. Now I'll buy it for $10 on eBay. And they won't get any of that money.
They won't get any of that money. So
a signature edition is also like, it's not even out, but like they're, since it's sold, you can't buy it anymore. Like on Amazon, the PC version is like, oh, buy this from $300. I'm like, okay.
Wow. Really?
I feel like once it actually hits the market, it's going to go way down because then.
Well, number one, the Exiled Prince is what comes with the signature edition. That's the extra character and story that you get. And that's going to be day one DLC if you don't buy the game, and it's only $7.
I know. Yeah, but isn't it going to be like pretty packaging or something? I don't know.
Apparently, all I thought it was going to be was just this free stuff, and it was going to have the case, the slip cover that probably comes over it that served no purpose.
Why is there no collector's edition?
Wasn't a collector's edition the first one?
The other
either.
Was, I have it.
Was there?
Yeah, and it came with a cloth map.
What the fuck, man?
It was pretty.
I want the collector's edition.
Well, I think that one was actually, it was somewhat limited. It's somewhat of a collectible, I don't know.
Yeah.
The most, of course, most collectible thing I have for for any current console is the Tales of Vesperia limited edition.
Yeah. But like, I didn't know the Dragon Age 2, or Dragon Age had a collector's edition, which kind of surprised me, but I didn't know much about that game until like a week before it came out, and I'm like, I want this. I think I want this.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were like, pretty skeptical. Skeptical? Whatever. You know what I
there
mean.
There we go. We have this week's title, Skeptical.
No, that's too short. We need something dirtier. But yeah, I think just people's like, oh, this game's been in development for so long or whatever and was basically made for the PC, so it's just like some poopy port. But
are you worried that, have you been hearing the stuff about the port for or the Xbox 360 version and the PC version playing differently a little bit? Does that kind of bother you any?
I haven't even heard of this.
How, that's what
plays
I've heard.
That, how?
Like,
I mean, the first game played differently on PC and on console.
Right. Apparently, they did the kind of the same thing where people were saying online they Xbox 360-fied it, where they dumbed it down where there won't be as many tactics and stuff as the PC version. Hmm. Which I kind of, if that's true, I would be very disappointed because I thought the Xbox 360 version had a lot of the good tactics and stuff for the first game. Because there were times where I got stuck in hard places and I had to figure out a way to, like, I need to have two people come through these doors and pull them out and set traps here so when they come out the doors they explode and, you know.
I don't feel it's probably an issue. I think it's probably the same as the first game, so. And I think people just look at the, you know, original, the first game's console ports as that compared
right.
to the PC game. So I'm assuming it's probably exactly the same system, and people are just maybe annoyed that they didn't get what the PC gamers had last time. So that
yeah.
they're just getting the same experience as last time, just prettier.
Right. But it's good because I know Laura is playing the first game right now, and she's almost finished it, so
that's a mighty feat.
She hasn't done all the side quests like I did. She didn't go nuts with that, but she's finished out the first couple of areas, and she's only got the dwarf area left before she goes on for the land game crap. So.
And she obviously doesn't use Twitter that much, because I don't remember ever talking about playing the game, and then all of a sudden she's just like, I'm almost done with Dragon. I'm like, what the hell? That's not, that's yeah. not some short game.
Yeah, yesterday was the first day I think she's ever used Twitter for more than a couple of times a day. It was like she had a whole long conversation with Twitter. Or not yesterday, day before yesterday. So, she just came back from the store. She keeps wandering in and out of the room. Are you wanting to call in, baby? No. Anyway, what else you been playing, Kush?
I've been playing a lot of the Sly Collection, which I really, really like. And I didn't play it on the PS2. It came, you know, they had the three series, Ratchet and Clank, Jack and Dexter, and then Sly. And Sly was the one that I just didn't play.
The first time I played the original Sly Cooper on PS2, I didn't like how it felt. I didn't like how it played. And I kind of get that with this one, too, but I kind of stuck with it longer on the PS3 and have gotten a little further in the game. It's actually a really good game.
I love these games. I don't really care about the story. I just have my volume really low now because I just don't care.
Right.
But
so have you finished any of them?
I finished the first one. I'm close to finishing the second one. One, they are long games. I mean, the first one surprised me with its length. But the second one, it's like twice as long. It's ridiculous. It's almost driving me insane because I'm just like, get over already because I want to go on to 3. Just give me my platinum and let me go play the third game.
So what do you got to do in platinum for platinums in this game? You
have to complete them.
So it's not like you have to get 100% of everything?
Yeah, that's pretty much what you have to do.
Oh.
Complete them. Oh. That's what complete means. Not beat the game. Complete.
Completion.
But yeah, those are good games. And they look good. They still look good.
Yeah, they look... It didn't seem like they did too much work on that. So, I mean, because it looked like they already looked pretty good to begin with. They just kind
of... I mean, it's just another example of how that art style, the whole cel shading and whatnot.
Although I still can't stand the turtle's voice.
A turtle's voice.
Gee, Sly, we gotta go do this.
Geez, guy, I'm gonna go take a crap in the woods now. Ah! And I'm a turtle, but I can't swim. Whatever.
For a second there, I thought you were gonna go into Bill Cosby mode. I don't know why.
I'm like, fucking Rob doing an impression? No, not on my watch. I gotta top his ass. That's horrible. Yes, you do that. Even though I played it relatively recently, I'm pretty sure they changed Murray's voice in the second game.
Yeah.
I hate his new voice because it's like he's trying to be all like tough and muscly. Oh, I'm Murray. I'm going to punch things.
But in the first game, he was a big pussy.
Yeah. I like that voice, though. Why does he sound like a stupid idiot now? But yeah, that's why you play it on mute. And they have lots of fun. The one thing you always notice, like, every time the game goes away from the traditional platforming bits, like, where it's, you have to drop bombs on things, or you use a turret, it's like, why are you doing this?
Yes, oh my gosh, the first game where you get in the sub and had to protect the treasure chest or whatever from the crabs, I'm like, really? I kept failing that.
Just wait until you play 2. There's some even more annoying things where the control is just... so annoying.
So, are you interested in Sly 4? I know they announced it on that disc.
I'm interested in it.
That's kind of the reason why I'm forcing myself to play through these games, because I really want to be ready for 4. So, when I get a chance, I sit there and play a little bit of Sly.
I mean, the platformer should be good. I mean, these games and Infamous, I enjoyed Infamous. It's funny that the Sucker Punch games are pretty much my only platinums. Because my first platinum was Infamous, and now my second was the first Sly.
So they announced some stuff for Infamous 2 last week, or was it this week? I guess it was this week. What do you think about the whole mission creating thing? Do you think that's kind of cool?
I cannot fathom it yet. I'm not sure if they said the beta will be open to all, like, PlayStation Plus members or not. I don't know. I need to get my hands on it. I can't. The whole idea of, like, creation in that game just sounds crazy. And I've heard some people say, I think it was Jeff Cannata on Weekend Confirmed talking about how you can really add some complicated shit to all the NPCs. So
see, to me, that's more exciting than anything they did with Little Big Planet.
Yeah,
like
I need to see it.
Right. To me, from what I gather, and I may be totally wrong, and somebody will probably let us know, it seems like to me that
nobody
you can't,
will
like,
let us know. Nobody listens.
Not yet. We're getting there.
Yeah.
But to me, it seems like you can't change any of the world itself, but you can just change, like, you can make elements up in that world. So it's not like you're going to have to create this the city, but you can use the city as, you'll have to use the city as your background for your game. But people were saying you could do all kinds of stuff with, like, characters and even recreate.
They just made it sound like you could make your own little story.
Yeah,
like
and that sounds
awesome. Like you can make your own little mini game inside that engine.
Right. Sounds kind of cool, and if you can make a story up, that would be awesome.
You can make the pixelated radio story. It's all about the tension between a man and a woman.
Wait a second. There's no
woman. You're the woman.
Now, look, that's not how I would see it in my story. But, no, in my luck, everybody would make me the fat guy that looks like Elvis from the first game.
It'll be Big Mama's House, the white version.
Big Mama's House. Why did they need a sequel to that? Why?
I don't know.
Is this the third sequel or
yeah,
is it the second?
It's the third one.
Oh, God.
I don't know how it did, though.
I'm
sure it's making lots and lots of money at Melrose Park. Nothing but black people go there. And me.
I'm planning on going to go see the Adjustment Bureau today.
I'm on the fence of whether or not I want to see that. I don't know. I've heard mixed things.
Yeah. It looks interesting.
I like Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah. I also played You Don't Know Jack. Man, you really oversold the whole robot.
I love the robot. How could you not love the robot?
Six is a robot.
I love you. When he doesn't say I love you, I feel a little sad inside. It's like me and Laura, when we play the game, we wait for him to say that, and if he doesn't, we go, oh.
You're nuts, man.
I'm telling you, man, it was awesome.
I prefer 9. I'm a fan of 9. I don't even remember how it goes anymore.
Oh, walking through the park with a sarsaparilla.
Me and my 9.
One that we saw the last time we played the game we didn't realize was 2. Have you seen the alternate version of 2?
No, I've only seen one version.
Apparently, it starts doing a little old lady, and all of a sudden he falls off the cliff. Ah!
that's ridiculous.
So I don't know if they all have alternates, because the only ones I've seen alternates to so far is... 6 and 2, where, you know, the I Love You robot. And
I would assume they'd all have alternates.
But
it's crazy how much stuff is in that game, though. Just, like, the background noise on the menu and screen and everything.
Oh, have you gotten any of the wrong answers to the game yet?
Yep.
I have not. So, some of those questions are kind of hard. Do you play by yourself? Have you gone online?
I played with some friends in person. I haven't gone online yet, though.
I hear online's full of cheaters. That's what makes Steve.
That's why I don't want to go online. If I went online, I would only play, you know, people I know. I'd only like play.
Yeah, definitely. Me and you need to get on there and play, and probably Laura. That would be fun.
Yeah.
But
that was one thing I was wondering. Like, could you? I mean, two people play on one console and then go online.
To do that, though, each of you has to have a gamer tag.
Okay. Yeah.
From what I think that's what Big Steven was saying, because he tried it online, and him and Carly was doing that. So, the game's a blast. It's a lot of fun.
Best trivia game I've played.
The problem with it is when it gets to the Jack attack, I could be way behind and still beat the shit out of Laura and Zack attack or Jack attack.
I've only lost once because the Jack attack was something about food, and I'm like, I don't know any of this shit.
But I'm like so much quicker than her at that, and it makes her mad. And it's like, so she could be like beating me in the game, and when we get to Jack attack, bam, it's over. I usually beat her every time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that I do really bad trivia, but you miss a couple of questions on the trivia, and you're fucked yourself.
Yeah.
Until you get to the Jack attack.
Or this or that.
Oh, God. I hate this or that.
I love it because it's so ridiculous. It's like, what is this? Is this a brand of cereal or a Pope's name?
Or both. Yeah. I don't like the or both ones because then I'm like...
I don't like those either. I've only come across one, but I don't like them because it's just like, I don't want to have to think about or both. Let me just think this or that. Why are you adding a both?
Right.
This and that or that. Or maybe this and that.
I do love that the cultural references are pretty current. I was kind of shocked at how current they were. I mean, it wasn't like, hey, that just happened yesterday, but, you know, it's still pretty cool. But
like I said in that one post, I don't know, like a week ago, I would pay for a subscription to New Questions.
Oh, totally. Have you bought the new the $4 pack?
I haven't bought it yet because I wouldn't buy it until I've gone through what's on the disc.
Right. Apparently, there's 73 episodes on the disc.
Yeah.
So, you know, they take about 20 minutes to half an hour to finish, depending on how slow you do things. Yeah. And yeah, it's definitely a fun little game and one of the best trivia games I've ever played.
You have to make sure you're with somebody who's kind of lighthearted or something, because I was playing with some people and they're like, will this fucking host just shut up and get to the next question? Because, you know, he sometimes rambles on.
And I think that's funny.
I love that. I'm like, this is why I'm playing the game. It's not for the questions. They're like, just no. I need to win. Just give me the question. I do kind of get annoyed by that dummy one.
Oh, I hate the dummy.
Whatever. I don't know what word, what letter you can't say.
Yeah, it's like, you're like, oh, this is, every time one of those comes up, me and Laura groan. Because I don't play this game unless Laura's with me, so. Yeah. Do you use your Scenic controllers?
That's the only way that I've played. I wouldn't even want to try playing with a controller. I don't think it'd be nearly as fun.
I love it how the fact that they actually put support for those controllers in there.
Yeah, and I've heard that, you know, if you use a controller, then the buttons are mapped out the way they are on the controller. So
right,
you know,
that's brilliant. Because like when we first, I said like, oh, I can't wait to play this because I was like all excited and I bought it and I didn't put it in or anything, and I didn't see anything on the back of the box that said, hey, this uses those controllers. And when we put it on, we put the game in and everything. When it started up, the tutorial showed the actual controller that we were using. I was like, you know, that's awesome that they went and probably did something that put support in for something that a lot of people probably don't have. So I thought that was really cool, and I'm pretty sure they probably did the same thing with the PS3 version and their Buzz controllers. Yeah. But playing that game, I don't know how the hell you'd use a Wii controller.
I didn't even think it was on Wii. Yeah, I don't know. Wii can go to hell.
Do you still have your Wii?
Yeah, I have my Wii. I hate my Wii.
You hate your Wii? Why
not? Because I hate the games or anything like that. It's because, you know how, like, I was going to wait for the black...
Oh, that's,
you know,
right, the red one.
The black Wii. And then I was like, you know, I was pretty sure it was already coming out, but I didn't mind because it was a good deal. I never knew there was going to be a fucking red Wii. Nobody ever... That was, like, nowhere. And then a fucking red Wii comes out. You fucking assholes.
So now you hate your Wii.
I hate it because, you know what? I was fine not getting the black one. But then you just up and... Send out a fucking red one.
When they announced the red Wii, I was like, Kush is kicking himself for buying
the Wii. I've considered numerous times about buying a second Wii because of that.
Just because it was red.
Fucking, I hate them. I hate Nintendo.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, because if they ever bring out a red PS3, would you buy one of those?
No, I think the Wii in red actually looks nice. I think a red PS3 would look
weird,
nasty.
So, anything else you've been playing?
The other game really is the Dreamcast Collection, which by the time this podcast goes up, the review will be up along with the contest deals.
Fish.
Yeah, it's the score, which I'll say right now is a 3 out of 5. Is more so a representation of just the deal you get with the package,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the actual games.
To me, I think it's a great idea that they put, was it Sonic Adventure in there and Crazy Taxi?
And the Sega Bass Fishing, and then Space Channel 5 Part 2.
That was the odd ones to me. Why were they those two games
Space
chosen?
Space Channel 5, Part 2, I can understand. Bass fishing, that's a bit weird. And, like, but I do understand that, you know, they're going through games and they, you know, it's there has to be a Sega-published game. You know, they can't put, like, Power Stone on there. I mean, that would be right. A lot more difficult.
Well, I mean, I understand all that, but I'm like, why Space Channel 5 Part 2? Why not the first part as well?
I don't know. The thing that really annoys me, and I know that there are games that do this. I mean, there have been collections like this, but it's that these are just... This is basically just a glorified launcher for arcade games. To get to another game, you have to go back to the dashboard and start, unless there is a way I haven't found it to get back to the menu. And when you look in your like recent games list, they're all have their art, you know, arcade. They're all separate titles. And that means also, if you have Sonic Adventure, if you bought it as an arcade game, and you got achievement points, those are the same achievement points in this game.
Well, I had a feeling that's how that would be.
That's so annoying. So, that I mean, it's a good deal if you didn't buy Crazy Taxi or Sonic Adventure, but if you did buy them already... There's no reason to buy it unless you really need Space Channel 5 and Bass Fishing. And the funny thing is, like, one, I did not like Space Channel 5 when it first came out.
Right.
It's not. But I'd say that's probably the best game on here. It holds up well. The art, while it's, you know, the graphics technically are dated, but it's got a lot of charm to it, and I don't know, it's actually kind of fun to play. And
it's probably the best game that came out this year with Michael Jackson in it. Oh, snap! Yeah.
And two, I'm very surprised at how well Sega Bass Fishing controls. The whole thing was like, it's about the gimmick with the controller originally.
Right. My dad had that game. He had the PS2 version. That's right.
I have other fishing games for the 360, and this controls better. This is more fun. It's ridiculous. I'm surprised that I actually have fun with this stupid fishing game. And I also don't remember how it controlled in the arcade or on my PS2 or my Dreamcast because I haven't played them in a very long time. But holy shit, Crazy Taxi's controls are so loose. It's ridiculous.
The game always had loose controls.
I don't like it anymore. I wish they were tighter controls because it's just like, I move it a little bit and it's like 90-degree angle. It's like, no, I don't want to do this at all. It's a good deal. Financially wise, I guess, but, it's pretty disappointing.
What about Sonic Adventures? I haven't played it on 360. I didn't buy it. I was waiting for a price drop, but...
It's alright. I mean, it's...
That game,
it's
I remember
an okay
it being...
game, but it's... I mean, it's old. It's not...
Right.
You know, you were amazed by it when it first came out. If
right.
If it came out now, you'd be like,
It's like, this looks like shit.
But it doesn't control as horribly as... I don't know, maybe some people have said or you'd expect.
Right.
It also shows how little Sega's come with the Sonic franchise, because it's not really changed much.
Oh, that's funny.
I recently picked up Pac-Man CEDX, because it's
on sale. That game
is
awesome.
This is
easy 200 achievements.
It's another example of why I don't buy anything new anymore, because everything just goes on sale. Got it for $5.
Aww. So you didn't pick up Beyond Good and Evil?
I'm thinking about it, but then I think to myself, would I really play it now? And I have it on PS2. I could put it in my PS3 right now and play it. And I have. I've
PS2
never played it.
The PS2 was terrible.
I don't know.
It was like worse than the 360 or the Xbox version. It had some slowdown issues and stuff.
I don't know.
This game looks really good on Xbox 360. They did a really good job on this port, or HD remake, or whatever they want to call it. And I remember playing this game, and kind of, when I was playing this originally, I was also playing Prince of Persia, and I was like, Prince of Persia is such a better game. And so I kind of put this down and, like, never really got into it. And I've started playing it again now, I'm like, this game is pretty refreshing and pretty good. But I remember the original one, I got for like $10, and I paid $10 for this version. So it's
very nice to see it at $10 and not $15.
Exactly, they could have easily charged $15 for this price the way they.
That's the only reason I'm still considering it. I mean, if it was $15, I'd say no, I'm not touching it at all. And I also have to say that I don't know why Microsoft isn't giving any rewards for people who, you know, if you buy all the games or the majority of games in one of their
house
little,
party,
you know, their little things they always have, the house parties, right, or this spring break, whatever. I mean, I don't remember the last time they did that. If it was Limbo,
it seems
I
like,
think maybe the Limbo one, the Summer of Arcade.
Right. I'm really disappointed with what Microsoft's been doing lately. It seems like they don't care about the people paying money for their service. Like, I look at the PS3 and I'm like, I want free stuff. I want discounts on things because I'm
a gold. We get discounts, though. We get discounts every week. That's gold member only. Pac-Man CEDX at $5, half off, that's gold member only. We've been getting that for a while now, too. So we get discounts, we don't get free things.
Yeah, I like the fact that the PS3 gets free stuff, or like really good discounts. We don't get very good discounts. I mean, a lot of times...
We get some pretty good discounts. We get some 66% off and stuff.
Yeah, but I already own those games because I bought them day of.
Trust me, you're not a PlayStation Plus member. You don't see a lot of the shitty discounts they get. They get like, oh, here's a whole bunch of crappy SNK games or whatever that are $9 here. You get a, I don't know, it's like, now it's $7.19. That's not a good discount.
But you got stacking for free.
Yeah, but they're, and all, the games you get for free aren't always that great. I mean, you're not, stacking is, you know, that's an exception. I've gotten a lot of shit and a lot of, like, here's a free mini. So that's like, if the, you know, 360 gave you free indie games. Which they wouldn't do because they don't care about the indie marketplace. But
hey, they put it more prevalent now.
A bit more. But I mean, don't think that the PlayStation Plus thing is like all roses and rainbows and
sounds like it's all roses.
I mean, stacking's the only really good thing I've gotten out of it. I haven't. There's nothing really else. I downloaded a bunch of free DLC for games I don't have because they were on sale for like 10% off and I'm not going to buy them.
Oh, man.
And they're like decent sales. Have like the past ones, like when they had like Death Spank, Thongs of Virtue, and like, I don't know, they're like 6 games for half off. That was just for everyone. That wasn't a PlayStation Plus thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
you just see anything for free and you're like, I want that.
And I guess I get burned too because Microsoft, like, here, we have a deal on something. I'm like, they put like a list of 7 or 8 games for half off. I'm like, own that.
Yeah, see, that's your problem. You buy everything right away. You're like, just give me this service that automatically just gives me free things.
I should get free things. I buy enough shit. Yeah. Speaking of shit that I bought the Dead Space 2 Severed DLC. Let me tell you how great this is. It had a good story. Okay, don't get me wrong. Excellent story. But I paid $7 to play the last part of the game and the first part of the game all over again in reverse order. Yes, friends, that's what the DLC is. It's basically where you end up in the end of the game. You're going from that area back. And then you get in a spaceship and fly to the first area that you start out in the game. $7. You get that privilege.
Sounds awesome.
Right.
I'm buying the game right now.
You should totally. I know you don't have the game, so you should go out and just buy the DLC now.
I should.
That way when the game gets the price drop.
I should just buy the DLC and put in my copy of Dead Space 1 and just keep trying to play it.
But here's the other good thing. To finish this content, it took me 1 hour and 10 minutes. That's right, 1 hour and 10 minutes for $7 worth of content.
Hey, that's how long it took you to beat Limbo.
And that was now, come on now, Limbo was a little bit longer than that, and I enjoyed every minute of Limbo. Actually,
I love Limbo. It's one of my favorite games of last year.
Yeah, that game really surprised me how much I loved it, and I finished it like in a couple of days, and I wanted to finish it. But Severed DLC, it was good. Don't get me wrong. The story's really good and everything, but I was really disappointed because I wanted a new area or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, had I not been paying attention to Laura trying to play that game the week before, I wouldn't have even realized that where the game starts out at is where this DLC ends up. But it does end on a good, like, it was a good story. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to give anything away.
I saw your tweet. It was like, oh, the ending maybe make it worth it all. I don't know.
But I did like the characters, too, because I loved Dead Space Extraction on the Wii. So,
and which, the PS3.
Yeah, I bought that on PS3.
Didn't you get
use it?
Oh, no, you bought it because you played it on PS3. What?
Right.
Do you have Move?
Nope. But it works with the controller.
I know, but I've heard it's like the worst way to play it. Why would you do that?
It probably is, but I mean, I wanted to have it just because.
Did you play it?
Yeah, I played it.
Okay. I was like you said.
Yeah, I bought it, slept it there.
Like, I bought it like, oh, I've heard it's the worst way to play it. Like, as if you didn't play it yet.
I mean, I had played it on the Wii, and I was like, you know, if I get bored or something, I might sit there. Or, you know, it's two-player co-op, too, so I thought maybe Laura might play it together or something. You know, and it's a good story, and it's interesting. I highly recommend it. And if you got Move, I definitely recommend it, because it's pretty badass.
Move games should not... They should let you play with a controller. I want to play that stupid Sony Mascots game.
That looks terrible. I don't
care. I'd like to play it. I'd like to try it. Fuck you, Move.
But, yeah, I can't really recommend the Dead Space... to Severed DLC just because it's $7 right now. And apparently there's I've been playing a hell of a lot of Bulletstorm. I love this game, dude. I don't know if it's just the dirty potty mouth humor or the fact that it's funny, but I'm just
really
having a blast. You really want it? Yeah. I thought you were kind of against it.
I was never against the gameplay. I was against some of the humor in the demo. But from what I've heard, even people who weren't fans of that humor say that it's
right.
Really, it, you know, changes, it grows and becomes a little bit more clever, which is what I would want. I don't care if it's dirty as long as it's clever and not just completely stupid.
Okay, this if you're on the fence, this may push you over, all right? At one point, your main character calls an enemy the name Butterdick Jones.
Yeah, okay, that didn't push me anywhere.
Butterdick Jones, man, come on. That's awesome. That's a funny name.
I like the whole shooting your dick off thing.
I sent you some of those clips, too, didn't I?
Because I only ever heard that they said, she said she'll shoot your dick off. And then he said, I don't even know what that means. But I also like the part that he also says, well, I'll shoot your dick off.
I'm near the end of it now. I think I may be on the last area. I think that's half the reason why I couldn't get to sleep last night, because
you were thinking about butter dicks. You're like, oh, I need a butter dick in my mouth. Come on, melt in my mouth, butter dick. Melt in my mouth. There's the name of the episode. Melt in my mouth, butter dick. I'm sure that'll get approved to iTunes.
They'll just mark out. They'll just put little stars on it.
We'll finally get explicit.
Yeah, I seen we had a clean tag. What the fuck was up?
I don't know if you can do it in other places, but from whatever reason, anything I submit to iTunes is automatically called clean. No, they don't check it, obviously.
Right. That's weird. Well, your chiptunes are...
What?
Are clean, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought you said they were...
Yeah,
they were
your
explicit.
Chiptunes
I'm like,
are
how
dirty.
Are they explicit?
Well, I've only listened to one of the chiptune shows, and you do like an intro, but you may have cussed in an intro. I don't think you had.
No.
You seemed pretty classy about it.
Yeah, I have to get around to doing more. I'm still trying to think of how to do it, because I'm thinking on a 10-minute episode, or should I do like monthly episodes and just have, you know, 12 shows a year where it collects more than just 10 minutes of songs? I don't know yet.
I don't know, man. I'm not into the big whole chiptune thing. That's the reason why I don't listen, but...
You motherfucker. I'm quitting the show again. Two times.
You done quit already. You can't quit twice in a show.
Well, I'm coming back just so I can quit again.
The other night, me and Steven and Senator Spacer, we all played some of the online Anarchy mode, which is on Bulletstorm, which is really fun.
Is that like a horde thing?
It's like a horde thing, but... instead of focusing on, like, you got, okay, you got to kill all these enemies, it's like you got, like, you got to kill 33 enemies, but you also have to make this many points doing it.
Is there a butter dick button?
There's not a butter dick button.
Why? There should be a button that just screams out fallacy.
I've got a butter dick! Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, instead...
Spread those cheeks and prepare for entries from my butter dick.
At one point in the story, he goes, man, I gotta get some padding for this, my pants, for my ass. He goes, I need some padding for my ass. This old gal can't take that much abuse. And then Ishii goes, I don't care about how much abuse your ass can take. Get moving.
God.
Come on, man, it's funny.
No, I'm just thinking about how filthy we are. This entire show. The beginning is horrible.
But, the online mode is like Horde, but you gotta score so many points. And every once in a while you have an enemy show up and it's like, you need to do this. If you kill him this way, you'll get a bonus. So it's like, it'll be like bullet kick, but to do the bullet kick, you have to slide it. You have to kick him, and then the other person has to shoot him. You can't kick him yourself and shoot him. So it's kind of like you got to work together. And they're like, you know, all the names for this shit's like sexually explicit. Like, you know, you both shoot an enemy at the same time and kill him. It's called double penetration. There's an enemy in the game. If you when he goes down, if you come up behind him and kick him in the ass, this flap on the back of his pants falls down and you can shoot him in the ass. And if you kill him that way, it's called an ass explosion.
Come on. I heard there's something else that's like called Fuck Yeah.
I haven't seen the Fuck Yeah. It's probably
It has to be censored.
Does it have to be censored?
I don't know. I can't imagine an achievement explicitly being Fuck Yeah.
F-E-C-K. Well, I don't think it's an achievement. I think it's just a skill shot.
No, I thought it was an achievement.
Maybe there is an achievement for Fuck Yeah. I don't know. I haven't. There's some secret achievements though. But yeah, usually if they have a cuss word in there, they have it blocked out. They have it starred out.
Yeah.
But to me, the game is just like really fun, and I'm like really enjoying it. And it's like really over the top, and it's colorful. I mean, my God, people talk about, you know, not having color in an Unreal game, but this game is bright and colorful.
Wasn't Enslaved Unreal too? That was colorful.
Was it? Yeah, I guess it was. I think it was maybe Unreal. I don't remember. But I'm saying, you get a lot of people, like your first-person shooters, people are always like, they're always gray and brown. And speaking of games with great graphics, I've also been playing Killzone 3, and that game does not have great graphics. I don't know what it is.
I didn't like the demo.
This game is like, I'm really disappointed in it. Because you remember how much I loved the second one. I said it was the best shooter I had played.
Because you're insane.
Right, and I really enjoyed the game all the way up to the ending.
I don't know why.
I thought it looked good, and I thought it played well. But this one, I'm just not getting any of that. I think it looks all... I don't know, just the graphics look bad. So you played the demo, did you play the multiplayer or the single-player demo?
Well, I played the multiplayer beta when it first came out, which I didn't like because it was... Everyone else in it was either horrible or I was somehow very good at Killzone despite never playing it.
Because
I would get, like, I don't know, 30 kills and 0 deaths. And I was just, okay, this is ridiculous. I can just do this all day. But,
right.
I don't know. I just wasn't that excited by it.
It just seemed like this game just came out at an odd time. Like, I don't know. It's like they didn't seem like they had as much push to it. But when I even played it, like, the guy on Big Steven's podcast, Renegade Bushido, or Christian... he said the same thing, that he thought something was wrong with his television because he said the graphics to him, just they didn't look very good, and he heard so many people talking about how great the graphics look. And I'm like, I felt the same way. It's just like, I don't... And then I started thinking, well, maybe there is something wrong with my television. I kept looking, thinking maybe it was in 3D mode or something, and that's why it didn't look so good. But I couldn't find any reason why it looked as bad as it did. It must be fanboyism.
I don't know. I think it's... I don't know. It's not that bad looking. It's just kind of dull. But I mean, I can't judge from a demo.
Right. You can't judge from the demo. Plus, the multiplayer is, you know, going to have least graphics.
Well, I mean, the single-player demo. I played that.
Oh, you did play this. I didn't know you played the single-player. That's why I asked. So you didn't think it looked that great either.
I don't know. It didn't... I mean, it looks better than other things. Like, the Crysis 2 demos does not look good on console.
I have not played it.
And it also ran.
Have you played the new one that they released?
They released the new demo?
Yeah, they released the new demo.
No, I haven't. I should. Yeah, is it a multiplayer demo again? Or?
Yeah, it's a multiplayer
demo. Well, maybe this one actually works.
No, that's not what I heard. It didn't work that well.
Then forget
that's
it.
What's...
Then I'm not going to try it.
But it has a tutorial now, so you can learn how to do what you
I know
to...
how to do it. It just, I can do it.
I know how. What the hell are you arguing now?
I will how do it.
I don't know how to do it.
You pick up your gun, you point, you shoot.
Okay,
that's enough of that.
And the last game I wanted to bring up that I've been playing, there's two games I got left. Tactics Ogre on PSP.
That you never want to play anymore after listening to Active Time Babble.
Yeah, they talked at this game. I'm like, I'm not ever going to play this game again because it sounds hard.
I had to stop listening to that podcast. Because I like Kat Bailey, but she says, you know what I'm saying, it's way too much. It makes me go insane, unless she stopped, but she would always say, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I think she still says it, but that's the only time I've listened to that show is because I'm like, they're talking about Dragon Age and Tactics Ogre. I got to listen to this. And, like, Jeremy Parrish, that dude's got to quit playing role-playing games. He's got to get out and get laid or something, dude. I'm serious, man. Cause
Jeremy Parrish is just, he's very, I don't even know what to say about him.
Dude is like nuts about Tactics Ogre. He was like, you gotta do this and you gotta play like, I'm like, fuck, I need a strategy guy just to understand what the fuck he's talking about. So, I don't know, man. I keep picking this game up and I'm like, yeah, I'm all into this. I can't wait to play this. And then I go into battle. It takes me an hour to win the battle. I'm like, really? I'm not really feeling this anymore. And I'm like, I really want to enjoy the game, but it's just so fucking hard. And I'm just, no, I don't have time for that. If this game came out when I was 16 and in school,
so
I'd be
what,
playing
like
this shit
25 years ago.
Yeah, because I'm like 41. Yeah, I thanks, Kush.
You look good for your age. Be proud.
33, bitch. 33.
Hey, I'm 29.
You're not 29.
No, I'm not.
What are you, 24? Is that?
Yep. I'll be 25 this June. I don't know why all of a sudden people at school think I'm like 19. I don't know.
Maybe
why.
It's because you still wear a small shirt.
I have a beard. I don't get it. Fucking 19 my ass.
But the last game I wanted to bring up was Hyperdimensional Neptunia.
This is the Thunder Tits one?
This is Thunder Tits. Okay. So, it's made by Ideal Factory and all them companies that make games like Records of Lotus War and all those weird, like, off-the-wall
Record
JRP.
Of Lotus War.
Record, not, was it Record of
Argus
Lotus? Argus
War.
Argus War, yeah. The one that came with the booby mouse pad and the...
Did they make Death Smiles?
No, I think that was Cave, wasn't it?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of two ridiculous kind of limited edition things that came out at the same time.
So basically, this game comes with an art book, by the way, which is really cool. But
I want my X-Blades art book, goddammit. I was looking on eBay thinking about, oh, like there's like some in Australia or something, or like England for like 30 or 40 bucks.
You just want to see what looks like splooge on the cover. Or
I
on
just
the
want to see page. All of them because it sounds like the most ridiculous thing ever. I need it.
But basically, this game is about the console war and how it's the most ridiculous war ever. And
that's the same game?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I thought that game was like a handheld game or something.
Nope. Basically, here, let me read the back of the box here. If I would read it if it wasn't all in a different... Okay, there is no back of the box that has any words on it about the game. But basically, you're trying to protect the... There are four goddesses, and they all... Three of the goddesses decide that one goddess, who is Sega, and they're Neptune, console, they decided to that they didn't want them around, so they all used their power to throw her to the planet Console Industry. That's the name of the planet.
Cool.
And basically, Neptunia meets up with some characters whose names deal with other companies around. Like, there's a character named IF, which is supposed to be for Ideal Factory, which is one of the developers of the game. Gust, which is another developer of the game. You meet another character named, Compile or something for Compile Heart. But the story is great and funny because, you know, they make a whole lot of cool, like, video game references. Like, there's one thing where you have it shows a little scene where they said they're walking through a city, but it's all, like, static. Well, it's not even static pictures on the screen. They kind of move, like, the breasts will move up and down like they're breathing. But, they talk about, like, oh, why is that guy over there beating up a car? And why is this guy over here beating barrels as they fall on his head? And they're trying to make, like, jokes about Street Fighter mini games and stuff. They do all kinds of funny stuff like that. You're fighting. The main villain of the game is called Arforia. So, like, the pirating ship. And it's an interesting game. But when you get to the actual gameplay, that's where it kind of falls apart. Because each battle seems like it's takes forever because everything moves so slowly. So you'll be fighting two slimes and it'll take you 5 minutes to kill them. And all the dungeons and stuff are like time-based. Like, not time-based, is there are leaderboards for each dungeon. And the quicker you get through the dungeon, the S you get like S rank and all that. And it goes on the leaderboard. And they're like people that's like gone through some of these dungeons in like a minute and a half because they're like so high level. But it's like, it's ridiculous. The game's not that good, but I love having it in my collection just because it has the art book and it's just a strange title.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not.
Is it exclusive to GameStop or just like this, the art book crap or something? I think
I don't think it was exclusive. I think you could order it through Amazon and got the art book and everything.
I don't know.
Because it's not really a special edition. It's the only edition that came out.
Yeah.
Come with the art book and the game. So, you know, it's kind of like that Records of Argus War, because it had all that stuff, and that was the only way you could get the game for a long time. Except if you ordered it for, 360 or PS3, you couldn't order it. You had to buy it online, so.
And no discount.
Right. So, I'm surprised they didn't bring this out on 360 as well. I don't know why they.
But there is good news. Catherine is coming out for both systems.
I just don't understand why that game is exciting to anybody.
Because of who made it.
Yeah, but, you know, if Atlus shit on your shoe, would you like that too? Because I feel like with this game, they've shit on all their fans. Because people are like, I want a Persona 5, and I want it on a PS3 or Xbox 360. And then it's like, here, you'll get this and you'll yike it. I don't want to yike it.
Hey, I've heard good things about it. And really, it's the story that matters. And I'm actually, as much as I love Persona, a different kind of story could be a bit of, you know, just a little refreshing experience instead of just going back to school again. I mean, I've played Persona 4 and 3 multiple times. I would not be against a more adult tale.
I don't know, man. Just to me, the gameplay looks boring as shit. I don't know.
I don't know.
But we got some questions here. Do you want to hit up some questions?
No, I don't.
Okay,
let's,
cool.
Let's annoy our three listeners.
Funny that you should say that. I have three questions, I think.
Good, that was purely guessing.
Oh, no, I've got four.
Motherfucker.
Renegade Bushido, who is Christian from the OND podcast with Big Steven, says... what lessons do the Japanese game makers need to learn from the West to compete currently? So, that's an interesting question. I think one thing they need to learn is that not to make their game so linear.
Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah, like you go with a straight line. That's kind of to me. I think they do. I love their way they do storytelling, and I like how they also focus on a story. As in the West games, it seems like the game is more built around you can do all this cool stuff, but the story usually lacks. Like as much as people talked about how much they loved Oblivion, there was really not much of a story to that game. It was like, there was the main story, but it wasn't
there's
that...
There's no story.
Yeah. So
I don't even know what they could do. Because I'm trying to think of... I don't play that many, so... I don't know. I think of them as maybe being a bit too...
Well, he didn't even say RPGs. He just said Japanese game makers.
I know. I don't know.
That's kind of... Now that I'm thinking about that in a different way, I'm not even... I don't know, man. Because, like, I didn't like Vanquished. And that game was a Japanese game, but it didn't... they tried to make a Western game with it, and I just didn't think that was fun. I think mostly because... I think they need to... I think they get too caught up sometimes in difficulty spikes and curves. They try to make... Especially that dude. That dude likes to make his games really hard at certain points.
Yeah.
For, like, no reason.
Or Lost like, Planet I couldn't even, 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fucking nightmare. Did you play that?
No. I have it because I bought it when it was like $10, but I haven't played it because I'm just thinking, what am I playing this single player is probably going to be so annoying.
If I know, man, maybe if I find that cheap again, I'll pick it up and we can try to do some more of the co-op stuff because I did that, some of the co-op stuff for like, that game had such a weird system. I don't even want to get talking about that game, but I got to the fourth level and just could not beat that fucking level for nothing.
I think they should really try to just embrace their Asian-ness and, bring that to the States and not try to be...
Don't try to be American.
Yeah, like what, that Quantum Theory or whatever that was trying to be Gears of War or whatever?
Yeah.
That game was horrible.
Did you play it?
I played the demo and that was...
I didn't even play the demo.
One of the worst things I've ever seen.
I heard that game was, like, totally broken.
Like, I don't think I would enjoy Persona if it tried to be, like, Saved by the Bell. If it tried to be in that kind of world. Or Degrassi High. I don't.
And the hidden character of Persona 5 is Screech, because Dustin Diamond needs work.
I mean, it's just, like, the original Dead Rising. I love that game. I mean, it had its issues, but it had that quirky charm that you don't see out of Western games.
That's Did you play 2?
I love 2. I have 2.
Okay. Yeah, I like 2 a lot, but I have to keep playing that game slowly. I haven't... Like, the first game I finished really quick because, well, that was all that was out at the time. But now I've got so much other stuff that I keep going back to Dead Rising 2. And I figured out how to make that game more fun, so at least leveling up and stuff, is let your daughter die.
Yeah.
Because once your daughter dies, you're free to do whatever you want to in that world. It doesn't end the game. And I thought at first that if she died, it ended the game, let her die. But it doesn't. You can continue to go on and save people and stuff, so that helps you level up.
That's the good thing about the game, too, is that there is all this crap, and you say, like, oh, there's too much to do, I can't handle it all. Well, if you don't want to do all that, you don't have to. You have a choice.
I mean, if you want to finish the game with the good ending, I guess, or an ending...
Yeah, but if you really just want to have fun, you shouldn't care about it, because really the story isn't that important.
And I think they probably should have brought that out and let people know that, because I bet a lot of people don't know that you can let your daughter die and go and do all the other shit.
I mean, I would assume that maybe people who didn't play the original wouldn't know that, but, I mean, because from playing the original, I knew that you could pretty much, nothing's going to make it end.
I didn't realize that in the first one that you could do that and it wouldn't end. That you didn't have to finish the story. I guess maybe I did. I don't know, but...
Yeah, because you can just miss a case file, and then it's like, you can't finish the story. You can keep playing, though.
Huh. So, yeah, that makes it definitely easier to play, to level up and stuff.
Embrace your Asian-ness.
That's the only answer Chris has. Embrace your Asian-ness. Max Anthrax asked, will PC gaming grow again this year with games like Portal 2 and Battlefield 3, or will those games still be played on the consoles? Well, I don't know.
I'd say they'll still be played on the console. I don't think it's going to do anything. I mean, if they were PC only, maybe.
Right.
But I mean,
so are you excited about Battlefield 3?
I haven't even seen the trailer. I haven't watched
any of it. But I mean, are you excited they're actually making a real Battlefield game for the console?
I don't know how real it's going to be. I'd have to see videos. It just feels like, okay, we're just going to have something, for the time between Battlefield Bad Companies. Now we'll have real Battlefield.
And I still don't know if the console versions are dumbed down from the... they would have to be, right? Because
I mean, it could just be the same as Bad Company, but it doesn't have that whole bromance story it's just more about the game playing, you know, all that crap.
Yeah, those games didn't have stories though, did they?
No. I didn't play much of Battlefield 2, but the first one was just, there's nothing in it. It was just play this. You can play with bots or you can play online. That's it.
Yeah, so I bet, I wonder if that, I don't know. I don't know much about the game, but Portal 2, I really think will be played more on consoles. I think that game found a real niche in the console market.
I'm very curious about the whole Steam thing on PS3 with that.
Yeah, I still won't buy it on PS3.
I'm not buying it on PS3.
Apparently
I would never buy a first person anything on PS3 ever.
From what I understand, it's going to work, you know, the Steam, what is it called? Valve Steam Portal.
Client, I don't know.
Steam, I don't remember what it's called, but apparently
Steamworks,
yeah, they're going to allow you to have content more regularly or whatever, but I also heard the 360 version is going to have all that extra content, but it's probably going to be slower. Like, maybe they'll do it through updates, I don't know.
Maybe on the PS3 it'll all come real quick, but it'll always never work right away. it'll break the game.
I don't know why I buy PlayStation 3 games day of release anymore, because nothing ever works. Although I have to say Killzone 3 Online worked pretty good, considering that they actually released it, and on day one it actually worked.
I don't buy anything on the PS3 unless I can only buy it on PS3.
Yeah. Even with your new trophy love?
I have no trophy love. I don't mind the trophies. I think they're kind of fun, but at the same time, I have no one to compare them with. I have my friends who are like, I still have fucking Dustin on there who's like been on like 4 months ago. And then I think the Gamer Geek, I'm thinking, if that's the name I'm thinking of, has been on.
And
like,
of course me.
You're on there lately, though.
Yeah, I've been on there playing Killzone, Hyperdimensional, Neptunia, and Sly.
Usually the guy who's on there all the time for me on my list is, I'll never remember the DCBW or however the letters go.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how the letters go.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think it's DCBW.
Something like that.
So if you want to play PS3 with Kush, it's the Kush 3, right?
Yep. I have, like, 10 friends now.
Oh, so, have you tried to get Kush for Xbox 360 yet? I know that Microsoft announced that they were reviving old dead gamer tags.
When did they do that?
They talked about it last week on Major Nelson, or on Major Nelson's website. They're going to do that.
I will try to, but
it's going
to
cost you $10.
I don't give a shit if I can actually get it. But at the same time, I don't know if I could, because the whole thing about their system is it's so fucked up. Is like they don't need to be like a 360 gamer. They could just be on the Zune place. Like it's all just your Windows Live ID or some shit.
All they said is you could try to get a gamer tag that you wanted. They don't know how quick they're going to be releasing.
I want Kush or M Kush, and I'm so confused by Kush because sometimes it shows up as something and sometimes it shows up as not being anything at all.
I don't know what you just said there.
Exactly, nobody does. Case in point, give me my money.
What?
That's another thing I want out of PlayStation Plus. Let me change my name. I don't care if I have to pay for it too. I don't want this stupid name. I only pick that's my like old emails name, and I just put that in there for whatever. But I can't change it, and all my purchases are tied to that account, so I don't want to change it. I don't want to just start a new thing. I have all these trophies too now. Let me change it, you son of a bitch. And another thing I hate about a lot of places like Xbox is that their limit is for like 15 letters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Pixelated sausage, that equals 16 letters. Just give me that extra letter. I would have changed my gamertag so long ago. Fuckers.
Is it only 15 letters?
Yeah,
I thought it was like.
It's the same on Twitter, too. I can't have pixelated sausage, so that's why the pixelated sausage one is pea sausage. Because I don't want to do pixelate sausage, because then people will be like,
what pixelate?
No, they just look at it and think, like, this looks right, but I think something's missing. Yeah, fucking D.
Oh, hold on. one other thing that may push you over the edge for Bulletstorm. There's a skill shot in there called Sausage Fist. And to get it, you have to blow up a hot dog cart and kill an enemy.
Okay, podcast over. I'm going to go get the game right now.
And sausages go flying everywhere on the screen. Just saying.
Damn. I put on the prizes I actually mailed away. I put a hello, my name is, tags on all of them, and put sausage. Hello, my name is Sausage. Or I'd cover up parts like on the Mad World. I'd cover up World and put Mad Sausage.
All right, we got two more questions here. Quality Beats 84 asks, I just stepped into the realm of handheld gaming at the age of 26. What are some DS games you would recommend at quick bursts? New Super Mario Brothers.
Oh my God, I have to think about that. Oof. Why does it have to be quick burst, you bastard? That complicates it. I can't remember how well it would work in quick burst, but one of the always perfect DS games that everyone should play is Kirby's Canvas Curse.
Which I've never played.
You son of a bitch. I'm kicking you off the show now. Now it's just my show. You can't be on until you play that game.
Oh, man. And that game's probably hard to find.
I don't think so.
Oh. Also, I would recommend the remake of Final Fantasy IV if you're an RPG fan.
That's not quick at all. That's horrible. We're giving horrible choices.
I think that's a great game.
Yeah, but not for quick bursts. I'm going to just jump in and play.
Well, I don't know if he means like
5 minutes.
He wants it fast, or if he wants...
Do you want to play quick burst gaming? Sell your DS and get an iPhone.
Oh, I see what he's saying. Professor Layton?
The brain age.
I'm
thinking all these stupid games. Or you can get Peggle and play that for the 80th time.
Plants vs. Zombies is now available. I think you made the right answer. If you want quick burst gaming, go to the iPhone. If you want something more, definitely iPod Touch or whatever, but if you want something a little more substantial, then get a DS. But my DS is going on a trip soon, so Laura's going to borrow it for a while. She has some things coming up, so.
Is this an excuse so you can be like, I didn't have a DS, so now I gotta go buy a 3DS?
Yeah, I gotta go buy a 3DS. Yeah, no, that's not true. She loves Super Scribble Knots. She loves Super Scribble Knots. You didn't play that one. You didn't like the first one, so I doubt you've played the second one.
I don't think the DS is the right platform. I think that would be an amazing PC game. I think it'd be where you could actually type in things quick, you know, and you can move around controls. And the ability to mod the game, too, there would probably be amazing mods for that game if it was on PC. DS was the worst.
Let's put a dick and a penis in it.
That doesn't even make sense. Why? I don't even know how you do that. Putting a dick into a penis. That would hurt a lot. Just imagine how wide you'd have to spread that urethra.
What?
Put your
I don't even know what just happened now.
You put a penis in a dick, that's what happened.
I mean in the game. Somebody would put the word in there. Jeez. Gosh. So literal. Last question is... Big Steven asks, important of leisure boards. I guess he means leisure boards.
I like leisure boards instead.
You like leisure boards? And how they have advanced?
Holy shit, fucking Larry Leisure Shoot, whatever, the box office bust or whatever the 360 and PS3 one is, that game fucking sucks. Holy crap, that's like one of the worst, that might be the worst game I've played this generation.
They said it was terrible.
But it is so much worse. And the people who they got to do voice work, I don't know what any of them were thinking.
Really? So leaderboards. I really like how leaderboards work in a Bulletstorm. In the Echoes mode, that's kind of fun.
I love how they work in the Pinball FX games.
Yeah, I hear people get addicted to that.
Yeah, those are good. I like the kind of, you know, somewhat of the systems they had in play in Game Room, where you could, you know, send off challenges and stuff like that.
Game Room, what's that?
Well, I don't know. Nobody knows anymore. Not even Microsoft.
They never did bring out Sunset Riders, did they?
Nope.
That was like the game where everybody was like, I want that game.
I want that game. I love that game. I used to play it all the time at the dog track. my dad would take me there.
Huh. The dog track.
Yep.
Right here we have these things called horses.
Well, we have greyhounds.
Could you see putting Halo out there in the dog track?
I could see them putting him on the little stick that the dogs chase. Here comes Halo. And they're off.
Where would you put the stick? Oh, I don't think I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I think leaderboards are kind of neat, and they have to be implemented well. I was really disappointed that the new Pac-Man game didn't do the, like some of the other leaderboards do now, where they show you on the screen at the time you're playing that this person, you're this many points behind this person, because I really think that would all be fun.
Yeah.
That would make it easier to chase down, but instead it's like after it's over, it's like you beat this many people.
That's the only problem with that game is that there's some weird UI choices.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to see the leaderboards. Like, why don't you show me that right after I finish the game? Why do I have to, like, back out one menu and then go to it? And I hate when they have the menus where you can go to, like, my friend scores only, and I hate it when they don't list yours.
You're like, how the hell?
You're trying to tell me that I have to remember my score to compare it. You won't show me it compared to my friends. Why?
Because that's how this works. So, yeah.
Stupid.
Well, dude, do you have anything else? I think we're going to end this train wreck today.
Well, I think that's pretty much it. I think the best part of the show is coming up after the final music.
So what kind of music are we going to have this week?
I'll just say, you know, this music is all I could ever want. It's crazy. You know,
all right. And,
you know, without further ado, here we go. Fucking stupid.
So there was our song there that we just played. Yeah. We played that. Well, I'm so
right
amazed.
Now. I played it on my invisible iPad.
Yeah, so I think that we're going to end the show, so we'll get our plugs in there. What do you want to plug, Kush?
Pixelated Sausage, twitter.com/Kush3. That's it, I guess. I don't know.
I want to give another shout out to Big Steven and the Oh Indeed podcast. And you can listen to them on iTunes. And you can listen to us too on iTunes, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And you explained at the beginning of the show that we had
You go to pixelatedsausage.com/podcast and you'll get all the info and links and nice pretty buttons.
So, but we'll be back in about 2 more weeks, and we're going to try to get Carrie on here because she got a promotion at her job, so she's going to have Saturdays off.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. So maybe Carrie will be back with us on a regular basis or somewhat Laura. Regular basis. And Laura will probably be here. She had to take my mom to the store, so, and everything. I think she's still a little shy about being on the show.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, she can.
I don't know why.
Segment. She can call into the voicemail and leave us a voicemail.
Yeah. What's that voicemail number?
It's 312-772-5874.
Excellent. You remembered it this time.
I'm pretty sure I remembered it. If you call it and you don't hear my voice, then there's a problem.
And please don't try to decipher the number he tried to use on last week's show and get his home phone number. Try not to do that.
They can't. I didn't give that much away. Though it wouldn't matter. It would have been my cell phone number, which I never answer because it's just wrong numbers all the time. Or people calling. Like my message on that phone number is like, and if you're calling for some stupid bitch with credit problems, I'm not her. Do I sound like a woman? No. And if you say I sound like a woman, I don't want to talk to you anyway. That's like my message.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to call.
You can call. It's on Facebook. I'm pretty sure that number's on Facebook. I'm not going to answer it either. So you can, and then you can hear that horrible message. And it's funny. One of my friends once called the number a few times when I was like in the subway, so just automatically went to voicemail. And they were complaining about how long my voicemail was. And they never left me a message, but apparently they fucking listened to the message both times. Idiots.
Yeah, that's funny, dude. So, yeah, best part of the show is coming up now. Oh, wait, yeah, I already plugged things. And, yeah, twitter.com/innersman. Yeah. I did it again. Hello, and welcome to Pixelated Radio, where we play the best of today and yesterday. Welcome your host, Henderson Man, that's me, and Kush.
Hello, this thing is a disaster. We gotta start over. Because it's still playing our old recording while this is going on. I'm hearing myself, and this is... No, stop it. I'll hang up. That's it.
What is up?
Not much.
I got about 2 hours of sleep last night, so I am ready for this day. Rawr!
Great, we're both tired.
I kept staring at the clock. I was like, if I go to sleep right now, I have 4 hours. If I go to sleep right now, I have 3 hours. I'm like, well, fuck.
I was so exhausted after yesterday. It's ridiculous. I'm never doing that again.
Yeah. So Laura's not going to be on the show probably. She may show up a little bit near the end if she makes it back in time, but...
Yeah.
So.
But, there's always not next week, but the week after.
Right. So I got this new intro that I wanted to try out. It's going to be goofy, and you probably will hate it, but... See if I can get this out. Hello, and welcome to Pixelated Radio, where we play the best of yesterday and today. Featuring your host, Henderson Man, that's me, and Kush.
I guess that's me.
What do you think?
That's not that bad. I was expecting something very worse than that.
All right. Well, I'll try to pull it off. I've been practicing it, trying to get that soulful sound going, but...
Yeah. I've been messing with this stupid voice mod thing for the iPod. And it's supposed to have a Darth Vader voice, but it doesn't sound anything like Darth Vader to me. It just sounds like the devil or something.
All right, so let's get a voice check in here. Kush?
Hello.
And me? Hello. So... Oh, and I was so proud of myself last week. I learned how to use Audacity. Yay! And then you went ahead and fixed it anyway.
Hello. This is Darth Vader, apparently. I don't know. Does it sound anything like Darth Vader?
No.
Exactly. But apparently this is Darth Vader. I'm Darth Vader.
You should do that on the fucking show.
I've played Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2. That was a great game. Really fun. So much. It lasted forever. Yeah. This is so stupid. I'm done.
See, that doesn't sound anything like Darth Vader.
I'm going to lose my shit before the show even starts.
This could be good for the end of the podcast. After the outro music.
Does it have any other voices on it?
It's got like a robot that sounds like a freaking woman. I don't know. It's pretty bad.
Let me hear it.
Hold on. I gotta find that one. This thing's not that good. Where is that? Hey, it has a megaphone that doesn't sound any different than regular talking. There's not even a filter on it.
Well, that's probably the whole reason. It probably makes it louder.
But it doesn't make it louder.
No. My bad.
Wait, that's not the robot. Is that the robot?
You're not making any different sound.
Hello? Hi, I'm a robot. I sound like a girl. Like, oh my god. You know, let's go shopping. Let's go to the mall. Let's go buy some new panties at Victoria's Secret. Oh my god. You might call it Target, but we call it Tarjay. Let's go watch Oprah and then let's watch The View. Oh my god. I'm the most menacing sounding robot ever. Aren't you scared of the apocalypse? I'm gonna kill you all. Oh my god. How do these shoes look? I just got them yesterday. Oh, they're so pretty. Do you like those flares? Oh my god.
Yeah, that's the robot.
Oh my god. It's horrible.